Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation that is affecting the state of Philadelphia and your local community. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion with us real quick. I'll be brief. Just for a statistical purpose only, can you please tell me what is the year of your birth? Can you be so kind?
94.
Okay. 94, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school graduate, some college, but not degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree?
High school diploma, high school graduate.
Thank you. Okay, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are you Mexican, American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban, Dominican, Central American?
Cuban.
Or not? Cuban. Thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you. And is your race white, Caucasian, Black, African American, American Indian, or Alaskan Native, Haitian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino?
Two more races.
So should I, you say two races?
Two more, yes.
So some other race? Okay. Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
You are registered to vote. And we're thinking about that direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed. And generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with that direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed? What's your opinion?
I mean, I'm pretty satisfied. The inflation is crazy. But still, like, they moving everybody in. And everybody that was born and raised here, they up in the prices on rent. So it's kind of hard for the natives to live here.
Yeah.
To make it virtual,
I can imagine. You know, I hear a lot of static on the phone, but should I record your answer? Somewhat dissatisfied or somewhat satisfied? How should I record your answer? Or very
somewhat
dissatisfied. Okay, thank you. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair?
Poor.
Poor? Okay. And below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia right now? You may select up to three. I'm going to read the first one. Jobs in the economy, inflation and the cost of living, the health care, the gun violence, the public transportation, the service like trash pickup, the cost of housing and rent, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, the homelessness, the public school funding, the crime and public safety, or the corruption in city government. If you had to pick two or three, which one would you pick?
Gun violence, housing rate, housing, rent, and inflation.
And the inflation, okay, and the cost of living. Thank you. Now moving right along.
Inflation and gun violence.
Yeah, I understand. And thank you for sharing your opinion. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I would like you to rate how you feel about some people or some groups of people using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know them or never heard of the person or people, let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Governor Josh Shapiro, from 0 to 10.
I don't really know too much about him.
Okay, so should I record that as a neutral, number 5?
Yes, it's neutral.
Okay. How about Council Member Kenyatta Johnson, from 0 to 10? What number?
5.
Okay, how about District Attorney Larry Kressner, from 0 to 10?
5.
And the Philadelphia Police Department, how do you feel about that?
Like a 4, honestly.
A 4? Okay. And there's no right or wrong answers, my man. Your opinion really matters. I do appreciate you sharing your opinion, believe me. How about the mayor, Sherelle Parker? I know she just started, but, generally speaking, from 0 is very cold and unfavorable. 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable. What number for Major Sherelle Parker? Okay. And how about the Philadelphia Department of Streets? What number?
I can say that they shouldn't get these out there.
Understood. How about your local police officers from 0 to 10?
Probably like a four, maybe a six.
Okay. Remember, the higher the number, the warmer you feel it and favorable that you feel towards them, okay? Now, the next one is SEPTA, S-E-P-T-A. How do you feel about that?
I do them probably like a seven.
Okay, how about... Understood. How about the Philadelphia City Council? What number?
Like a 5.
Okay. And how about the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel? What number?
Like a 5. You need to get his feet on
deck. You say a 6 or a 5? What number should I give him?
A 5.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. Generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? You know, I know she just started, but so far, do you approve or disapprove what she's doing?
I heard that I should disapprove of.
So somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve? What should I select so we can move right on?
Like the higher one.
Okay. Do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community and city government. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, somewhat disagree. Thank you. And here's the list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily life. After each one, please rate on the scale from 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue and your neighborhood.
Say that again.
On the list of issues that might impact your daily life. Now, I would like you to rate the level of satisfaction with each issue using the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you're highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. A 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied. And 0 means that you're highly dissatisfied with the issues in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 to 10. How about public safety from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. How about the cost of... 7? Okay. How about the cost of rent? How satisfied are you with that issue from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. How about the quality of education in public schools from 0 to 10?
A 7.
Okay. Now, remember, 0 means highly dissatisfied, and 5 means neither or, and 10 is highly satisfied. Okay. Now, how about the issue...
We got to go back and pay my attention. It's about putting it the other way around.
Okay, so public safety, from 0 to 10?
That's 3.
Okay, how about the cost of rent?
That's a 2.
Okay, how about the quality of education in public schools?
That's a 3. Well, okay. A 4.
A 4, okay. How about access to affordable housing from 0 to 10?
That's a 3.
Okay. How about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities? What number? 4. Okay. And how about the availability of good paying jobs in Philadelphia? How satisfied are you with that issue from 0 to 10? Yeah. The issue, the availability of good paying jobs, 0 is highly dissatisfied. 5 is neither or, and 10 is highly satisfied. How satisfied are you with that issue, the availability of good paying jobs?
4.
Okay. And how about the access to public transportation?
Somebody satisfied by the seven.
What number?
A seven.
Okay, a seven, you said, right?
Yes.
And how about the condition of roads and infrastructure from 0 to 10?
A 2.
A 2? Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience on the line. Now moving right along. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year? What's your opinion?
I believe that it's... Hold on, I'm sorry.
Okay, in your opinion, are economic conditions... Come on, we are...